This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience, whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist. And wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. All right, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Paul Gough Audio Experience and Podcast. It is wonderful to be here, to say the least. I've got lots to share with you, lots of updates. We're into April as I record this. We're into April 2025. Can you believe the first 3 months of the year is, or 2024? It will soon be 2025, and it may be 2025 when you listen to this. Such is the value of podcasting. The legacy aspect of podcasts is fantastic. So welcome to a podcast that is, I'm probably going to, there's a phrase we use in Britain called ruffle a few feathers, which means that we kind of have a polarized opinion on something that not everybody is going to agree with. This is going to be one of those episodes. So welcome, settle in, turn me up nice and loud, and let's talk about something that is probably going to certainly divide opinion in the physical therapy community. So we'll get into misleading and dishonesty that is happening in the world. Who knew that there might be such a thing going on? Misleading, dishonest. It's not an episode about politicians, just in case you were wondering. I know we're in an election year, and the world is going to change in November for the better, both in the United Kingdom and the United States. Everything will be fixed in the world by the end of November when we've had our elections. I just know it. This time, this change that they promise is coming, and it's going to happen. I cannot wait for it. I've been waiting for 42 years for this change to come, for these politicians to make this difference. Now, I really believe and feel it in my bones that this year is the year. Biden said it was going to all change in November, and Rishi Sunak and whoever the other dude is in England that might be the Prime Minister soon, he said it was all going to change this year as well, and I believe them. And if you believe any of that shit, well, anyway, that's not for me to go down that path and talk to you about. So, yeah, welcome to the podcast. It's been a great few months. I'll catch up. Lots of live episodes prepared for you. We've been putting out some audio experiences for you for the last few weeks and months. It's been crazy in the PG media world. I've been to, oh, God, the last few months where I've been. I'll give you off the top of my head where I've been. Boston, I've been to Puerto Rico, I've been to Phoenix, I've been to Dublin, I've been to London, I've been to Nashville, I've been back to Hartlepool, I have since been somewhere else and I can't even remember where that was. I'm off to the Bahamas in a few days to celebrate my birthday in April with the boys. We're going to swim with some dolphins. I've got another trip to Phoenix before another trip back to the US, before another trip back to England and a big event in London. Oh yes, how could I forget? I was in Las Vegas, and after Las Vegas I flew over to San Diego. So that's where I've been, and that's what I've been up to. If you've wondering why there hasn't been any live episodes recently, I've been pretty preoccupied building a team, building businesses. Everything's fantastic, loving it, having the time of our lives. So I've done a lot of traveling recently and made lots of notes. When I go on my travels, I write things down. When people ask me things, I often come on and do all my live episodes. So I've got quite a few live episodes to share with you over the next few weeks and months and into the summer. Couple of big announcements. So we had a massive event in Dublin. Thank you for everybody who came out. Biggest event we've ever had in Europe happened in February. Had a huge event in Las Vegas. Thank you for everybody who came out to that event. If you're wondering when the next events are, paulgough.com/events is a page to go to, and it'll tell you what we've got, but I'll give it to you. We've got a big super conference happening in London, the 7th, 8th, and 9th of June. It's a three-day marketing super conference. So PPM Live that we do in Orlando every October is now happening in London as well. It's not an or, it's an as well. The demand right now for people coming out to these events is incredible. So thank you. We're listening. We can see it. We're putting on more events. Like I've always said, this is the point of what I do, is to bring you guys together. London, 7th, 8th and 9th. If you want information on that, we're at ppmliveuk.com. ppmliveuk.com. Right now, you can get the cheapest prices on your tickets to come to the three-day marketing super conference taking place in London, central London, South Kensington, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And then I'm headed to New Jersey in the summer on the 29th and 30th of June. We've got a PT practice success event happening in New Jersey. If you want details or information on that, please get in touch, paul at paulgough.com. Lowest price tickets. We've got an incredible, what we're calling a new client appreciation offer. It's as low as you're ever going to get for you to just come and sample my events. It barely even will touch the sides, if you like, as to the dent that I'll have to incur for you to be there. But I want to make it really, really easy for you to come to an event. So we have a very, very low price ticket for you to come. It is a new customer appreciation event happening in both London and New Jersey. So please get in touch. If you're on the periphery of Paul's world, you've been thinking about getting in touch, you're thinking about coming to an event, you want to be part of something like this, you want to be part of a community, you're bored, shitless, shall I say, stuck behind your desk or in the clinic all day, every day, and you want to get face-to-face with people, good energy, a good vibe, good positivity, PG's events are exactly where you need to be. So London in June, New Jersey at the end of June. The roadshow continues around the world. So that's what's coming up for you to get involved with us. We've launched as well, I'm not going to say too much about it on this podcast, there's so much happening behind the scenes, we couldn't really deal with that much more business now anyway. We've launched a brand new program. You may have heard of it, you may have come across it. It's called Physio Funnels. And it's where we fix your website, we help implement your social media to make it more consistent, and we give you the marketing and the automation systems to improve your marketing ROI. So there's three parts to the program. We fix your website, implement your social media, and then we give you the automated marketing systems to help you grow your business. All I'm going to say on it is that Physio Funnels, you can search it up. It's a new word I've learned recently, by the way, or new phrase. My seven-year-old is obsessed with search it up. Not Google anymore. You don't Google it anymore, Dad. You search it up. So I'm telling you to search it up, Physio Funnels. There's some information there. If you're really keen and you want to know a little bit about it, head over to physiofunnels.com as well. So that's what I've been up to. Events, travel, lots of stuff with the kids. Kids are all doing fantastic. My love affair with Liverpool football team continues. I went back home to watch the big game in London a few weeks ago. It was just great to see us win another trophy. So lots happening in Paul's life, and thank you for being there. It's always great to be able to share my stories and my life and my experiences. And I keep telling people that I really just play out a life. I do my best in business, and I commit to it, and I hire people, and I take the risks, and I, you know, do what business owners do, which really is take risks and fall flat on your face regularly. And you know, there isn't ever a day where everything goes swimmingly. There isn't ever a period where every employee's fantastic. There isn't every day where a customer isn't happy or isn't, you know, isn't always happy or whatever. Like, this is just called life, and it's called business, and I just love it and never ever shy away from it. The more risks I seem to take, and the more I can face adversity head on, the better I enjoy life. And it isn't a, you know, when's this business going to be perfect, and it isn't a when's everything going to be absolutely plain smoothing, you know, plain sailing and smooth, and when is all of my challenges going to go away? It's not that. I just appreciate that this is what life is. This is the way it was supposed to be, and you know, making progress comes with its challenges. And I think that that's what, as a business owner, you absolutely have to embrace. Everything else is nuts. To have any other attitude in business or life is just crazy. There is lots of things happen that are out of your control. It's the unpredictableness of it. It's the government interference, it's people's carefree attitudes these days, it's the I can get a job wherever I want culture, it's the you don't have to tell me what to do or what to wear attitudinal response to most things these days. It's an entitlement culture that you're dealing with. It's a job market where there are now statistically more jobs than there are people, and has been for years, despite what the news tells you. It's inflation that is at least twice as big and bad as what the governments have been telling you, and so on and so forth. And I think this genuinely is the year that people are feeling it. Marketing is just taking a little bit longer. Things like Google are twice as hard now to make work. You've got to spend twice as much money. I'm watching it in my marketing agency. I'm watching it in my own ad dollars. I'm watching it in the many masterminds that I'm part of, where other marketing agencies are telling me exactly the same thing. Some of these ad costs are outrageous now that you're going to have to foot the bill for. So you got to be really smart, really clever with your marketing, using organic stuff. Workshops are coming back. I'm watching the success of workshops happen again. They had a little bit of a hiatus since COVID for obvious reasons, but they're coming back with a vengeance. We're watching many of our clients have great success with very simple website, social media, email, and some referral leaflets, a little bit of a newspaper campaign, filling up workshops to get people to their clinics to say yes. So there's lots of moving parts in business, and that's what I love about it. And it's just a personal quest. I always say this, it feels like it's just a one big personal development seminar. Whether you're dealing with some issues with clients, or whether you're dealing with some issues with staff or yourself or something at home, your parents, whatever it is, all day, every day, you're just dealing with something that I suspect ordinarily you wish would just disappear. But when you realize this is the game, and this is it, and this is what you do for a living, and this is why you get paid, and the more responsibility that you get, and the more responsibility that you take, the more you get paid. And that's where I've tried to live. So anyway, let's get on with this. Misleading and dishonest. Is it demeaning to our profession for fitness business professionals to wear the letters DPT? Right. Save your emails, because I'm not interested in whatever I say next. I know it's going to irritate a few people. Is it demeaning to our profession for fitness professionals to wear DPT? My immediate response is absolutely no. I get it, but it's a no from me. So DPT, this comes in response to a Facebook post that I saw last night. I screenshotted it and I thought, you know what, I'm going to have some fun with this. I'm going to talk about it. It was posted in a Facebook group with other Doctor of Physical Therapy students in it, right? So obviously, people are going to kick off, right? Because there's Doctor of Physical Therapy students in there, thousands of them. To say that they're biased is an understatement. But I get it. And it was a picture of a lady with a t-shirt that said DPT on. Pretty cool logo, looked really cool. And DPT in this case doesn't stand for Doctor of Physical Therapy. It stands for Dynamic Personal Training. Ooh, and if I'm not mistaken, there's actually a trademark next to it as well. So somebody's trademarked this at what I believe is Lifetime Fitness. This is where you go if you want dynamic personal training, DPT. Now, understandably, doctors of physical therapy are up in arms at this, to the point where somebody is suggesting in this group that to wear DPT and you know, brazenly announce that you're a DPT is dishonest and very demeaning to our profession. The question goes on and asks, what can we do to fix things like this? I already have so many patients tell me that they think it's ridiculous they have to pay so much more to see me in the clinic when I can get the same thing at my gym for less. Now, the devil's always in the detail in this, right? It's kind of how much can we feel sorry for this person, right, when they start to say these types of things. Now, I get it, right? On one breath, I can understand why somebody would be pissed at a DPT signature on somebody's t-shirt. But equally, I'd like to give a harsh reality check for people who don't live and breathe the ego of credentials and names and letters after your name, right? If I pulled 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 more that not all of them would not have a clue what DPT stands for. Period. Right? Let's begin there. Only people who know what DPT stands for are DPTs. Most patients haven't got a clue, nor do they care, nor do they ever will, DPT. But it just does not mean anything to them. And if you want my really humble opinion, it shouldn't mean anything to them either, right? We're at the lowest level of what we're trying to do here, which is ultimately how we represent ourselves as a PT or a physio or a sports injury clinic owner, whatever, right? Your label means nothing. It never has and it never ever will. It is a thing that you're sold into by the system that created the shit show that we are all in terms of being run by government and education and outrageous levels of money required to be at school for labels at the end of school that actually aren't worth the paper that they're written on. And this thing's been going on for decades, but nobody seems to pay any attention to it. But it's happening. And we're all sucked into it. And we're all allowed to believe from a very early age that if we go to college and we get these fancy letters after our name, that's it. We're sweet. We're golden. We're going to make lots of money. We're going to sail off into the sunset and we're going to live happily ever after. If I get that label after my name, if I can get those letters after my name, my life is going to be golden. right? Now, that's what everybody was promised in the college and university gold rush of however many decades ago. And I remember as a kid in, you know, my early teenagers probably thinking, I can't wait to go to college. And when I get my degree, I'm going to be rich and I'm going to be happy and I'm going to have a big house and I'm going to have a nice car and all this stuff. And candidly, that didn't happen, right? I had a wonderful, wonderful start as a physio. I opted out of working in hospital systems as early as I could, and I went straight into professional football, soccer, and starting my own business. Now, the income that I found over and above what everybody else was getting wasn't because of what I learned at college. We all know this. It was because I figured out how the world really works, how people really buy, what they buy, and how to give it to them on a plate so that they want to give you money. Right, and none of it included the words physiotherapy, never mind licensed physical therapy, licensed DPT, whatever it is. None of that, right? And again, I'm sure this will create a little bit of a stare and you can argue with it, but there'll be people, masseuses, there'll be massage therapists in the building that I rent right now for my media office downstairs charging more money, getting more money, and happily being given more money by patients to a masseuse downstairs than a doctor of physical therapy that might be in the building as well, right? The reason that is because that person does something differently, they talk differently, they market differently, they communicate differently, and they provide a completely different level of customer service and therefore value. The value isn't in the letters. I think there's lots of fear in anybody who thinks that your differentiator is the letters. It never has been, it never will be. It'll always be in what the customer perceives to be the difference between you and what they can get elsewhere. So I think on the macro level, is it demeaning to our profession? Possibly. On the macro level, it possibly is, as healthcare professionals inside of that system see it. Yes. To everybody else on the outside of the system, they couldn't give a shit, candidly, and they never will. And the idea that any of these patients are walking around thinking, I know what a DPT is, you've spent too much time inside of a Facebook group, dude, if that's what you're thinking. Like, you, all of your friends are DPTs, your wife or your husband's a DPT, your dad was a DPT, and the only thing you ever read is the DPT Weekly, right? That screams of somebody who just thinks the world has to revolve around DPT. Right, I always remember my first girlfriend. She's a lovely girl, and when we got together, her dad was a policeman, and she'd never let me in the house. And after a while, I always remember, like, well, actually, I asked, I said, "What's the deal?" She said, "Well, my dad doesn't like me having a boyfriend." And I said, "Well, what the fuck?" She said, "Like, we're 18, 19. We're not like 12 and 13. Do you know what I mean?" And she said, "Yeah, he's a policeman." And I said, "Well, what's that got to do with it?" I said, "I haven't got a criminal record. I haven't done anything bad. I'm a decent kid. Do you know what I mean?" Like, at the time. And she said, yeah, she said, "It's not you. He has a view of all 18-year-olds as being bad. They're all bad kids." And at the time, I never understood that. Now, years later, I do. Why wouldn't he have a view of all 18-year-olds being bad lads? Because that's all he ever seen. He's a policeman. So every 18-year-old he was locking up was a bad lad. So he, unfortunately, couldn't open his gaze up to the rest of the world to think, well, actually, that's probably 0.1% of people aged 18 were bad lads. The rest of them, yeah, they'll have a few things that you know ordinarily you wish they didn't do, but they're not bad kids, they're not bad lads. But it's a classic example of how when you focus on one thing, your belief is that's all there is. So if you look at very unhappy people, I was talking about this with somebody recently, if you look at very unhappy people, they're usually transfixed on one thing in their life. There's one area of their life, right? And this might be happening to you, this might be one to listen up to. There might be one issue somewhere in your life with something in that house, one of your children not doing quite as well, or you've had some bad news somewhere in your life. And that's fine, I get that. Somebody who's perpetually unhappy, all they can do is focus on and think about that thing. So their view of the world is that unhappiness, that thing. Meanwhile, over here, there's 99 things going on that are good and happy and positive and rewarding and fulfilling, but the person can't take their gaze off the thing that is bad. So there's literally a magnifying glass over the top of unhappiness, and they just keep looking at it further and further and further. Keep looking through the magnifying glass long enough, the sun comes out and you set the thing on fire, and boom, it's even worse. So most people's unhappiness actually comes from their transfixing on one area of their life that is unresolved. And that's kind of all it is. When you really think about unhappiness or things not going right and they're making you feel stressed or worried or angst. I get it, I do. But the answer's not necessarily nice. The potion, the medicine isn't necessarily nice. But what is happening? is that somebody's just so transfixed on that one piece of their life that they forget about everything else. The answer is to go look at the other things in even proportion. Easier said than done? Yes, absolutely. I'm not saying it isn't. But that's also the answer. It doesn't mean it's not the answer just because it's not easy. Again, easy for me to say, but there's been some situations in my life recently where that's happened, where I couldn't stop thinking about a situation, a condition with one of the kids. And that would get me to be, oh, shit, like everything's bad and this is always going to be this way. And then all of a sudden you start looking around and think, well, actually, I've got some other really good things going on. Look at this, look at that, look at the other. And actually, that starts to get your head up again instead of down. Aim up, always. Always aim up, whatever you do, and just look up, aim up. And that thing all of a sudden starts to drag you out of the mess that you appear to be in, if you like. So I think this is a classic case of a little bit of a professional ego being bruised and a lack of know-how to make it irrelevant. So there is another PT in the same gym who sees the same fitness trainer walking around and goes, oh, who gives a shit? I'm not wasting my energy on fighting with the world over whether or not a fitness business professional is allowed to wear DPT on their t-shirt. I've got better things to do. I've got a marketing plan to create. I've got marketing messages to implement. I've got social media and videos and a new website to build. I've got follow-up emails to write and send. I've got letters to push out to clients. I've got to think about my prices and packages and other things that I'm going to sell them. All of my energy is going on that. Because I know if I do that, that DPT t-shirt in the gym is absolutely irrelevant. So I think I get it. And I know that if you're wrapped up inside of the DPT mentality, you probably aren't if you're listening to me. If you're wrapped up inside of those clinical skills mentalities, again, you're probably not if you're listening to me. You might have already started to cross the dark side that to be successful in business has got nothing to do with your PT skills or any skills clinically for that matter. It's always to do with business. I had a client come up recently from Naples. We did a VIP day together. I did a dual VIP day. Two clinic owners. One came in from Chicago. One came in from south of Florida. And I've been adamant to some of my clients recently that you've got to stop hiring PTs and you've got to start looking at athletic trainers and other healthcare professionals to help you fulfill on the promise, because it isn't and doesn't matter whether or not it's a PT that's delivering the treatment. I appreciate different states and different countries have different rules and regulations, but for the most part, most of us can provide an outcome that ends back pain with a combination of a PT, an athletic trainer, a personal trainer, and a masseuse, all combined together, providing an outcome. That's a fact. Thousands of people are doing it. We can say you might not like it, but it's a fact that people do it. And they're also able to do it significantly cheaper. And that's been my rallying cry for nearly 2 years now, since really inflation started to kick in. You can't keep going down the path that you are, if you like, expecting the same level of profit inside of a model or a system that's kind of reversing on itself and chunking away at your profits with reimbursements decreasing. We've got to find new alternative ways, clever ways, ingenious ways, out-of-the-box ways to provide services, to get outcomes for patients without having to pay as much money for it. That's your future right there. Providing the same outcome, different providers providing it, but the patient being equally as satisfied, potentially with two or three people involved in their care for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 less per annum with those three providers working instead of three full-time physios. And that is your bottom line. For some of you, there's nothing else to do except figure that out. But anyway, back to my story. This guy comes up and I said, this is where we got to go. We're going to do this, we're going to do the other. And he said, it's interesting because somebody applied for a job on LinkedIn who was an athletic trainer. And he said, he called this lady and asked her where she worked. He said, where do you work? She said, I work at a clinic 10 mile up the road that is an athletic trainer run business. He said, but even the business isn't run by an athletic trainer. It's run by a business owner who employed athletic trainers to provide outcomes, pain relief, whatever, right? Basically get people with back pain better. And when this guy came up, I said, I'm calling this clinic. I want to see what they say on the phone. And I asked this clinic specifically, what's the difference between physical therapy and athletic trainers? And the guy had a wonderful answer for it and spoke all about how he had a proprietary method for helping people with pain and getting them back to being active and fit and living life. And I thought, you're saying exactly what anybody, whether PT, athletic trainer, fitness trainer, whatever, could say. The difference is he is saying it. He told me straight away that I'd need minimum of 6 sessions over the first 3 weeks. I'd probably need more, how much it was going to be. He was very upfront. He was very confident. I was like, wow, like, I can tell that this thing has been operated by a business owner, not an athletic trainer. That's the point I'm trying to get at. So we can all get sucked into qualifications, but that ship has sailed, right? Again, it's the colleges and the universities and the government in bed with each other. They need you to go to college and spend $250,000 on a DPT. Where does the taxes come from? Right, like your loans. The banks are all in it together. Everybody's in it together. And unfortunately, this whole system keeps repeating itself year after year. Another sucker lining up ready to go and get themselves saddled with another $250,000 worth of debt, which would be fine if there was a reason or a justification in terms of the salary and the quality of life that you'd be guaranteed with at the other end. There isn't any. Right. In fact, you could argue that less people... it's probably one of the most underwhelming results ever. Like, it could even be up there with marriage, and take this the right way. It's funny how an advertising campaign would be shut down for promising a benefit, and the advertising standards authority would come along and say, hey, you can't run that because you can't prove that your physio skills fix back pain, right? Facebook would shut us down. But meanwhile, the results of, let's say, college and university, when it comes to producing happy and fulfilled lives, are dreadful. Marriage has got a divorce rate of more than 50% within 2 years, but somehow that's, and I get it, right? I'm not overstepping the mark, but you get my point. Society will let you believe one thing about something, even though the results don't match up, and they don't. It's proven statistically that divorce happens something like 50% within 2 years. Yeah, but everybody is completely bought into it and allowed to believe that when you step into it, you're going to have this long live, happily ever after kind of life, right? And statistically, it doesn't happen. I'm sure 50% of people listening to this podcast have experienced it. And then I've got all of these people going to college over here who are buying into the idea that $250,000 buys you a wonderful life, a great job, and living happily ever after, and it doesn't. And yet people are still going down it, right? So the whole thing's wrong. The system, the design, everything. I wrote about it in my book recently. Everything is wrong, right? And I think that's fundamentally where we all have to change our attitude. Well, not all, because that's not going to happen. But I'll say it to you, the person listening to this podcast. If we want to change in outcomes, we need a change in attitude. If we want to change in results, we need a change in how we see the world and how we interact with it and how we play with the world and dance with it and move between it. There's going to be millions of people stuck and fixed and going to live this type of life for the rest of their life, where they do genuinely believe that a few letters after your name, it means everything. They've been duped, right? Newsflash. They've been fucking duped, right? But their ignorance is bliss. My advice to you, if it means anything, it's irrelevant whether or not you're a DPT. It's irrelevant, to be honest, whether or not you're a physio, whether or not you're a sports injury specialist, whether or not you've worked with multi-million dollar sports stars, NFL athletes, soccer players in England. It doesn't mean anything. The difference that you want, if you've started a practice, you're thinking about starting a practice, and you want to make some big bucks out of that business, you've got to learn how people think, how they act, how they buy. You've got to understand marketing. You've got to understand sales. You've got to understand cash flow forecasts. You've got to understand positioning. And absolutely obey the rule that perception is everything in life and in business. It's not what you think you do, the DPT thing. It's what they think you do. And you can sway that like so easy it's untrue, with the right marketing message, the right marketing system, the right website, the right book that you write. And again, I'd love to, when I see these things go on, it's like, what are you going to do about it? If you've got that going on, right? What was the phrase? I love it. Here's the woe betide me phrase. It's ridiculous that they have to pay so much more to see me in the clinic when I can get the same thing at my gym for less, right? This is what the patients are saying. So great. In that instance, where's the attempt from that physio to have become an authority and expert over the last 3, 6, 9, 12 months? Because let's face it, it's not news that a fitness business owner might flirt with the idea that they can do what physios do. That's as old as time. It's not news that Medicare is going to drop their rates next year. That's as old as time, right? People need to wake up and just smell the salt. Like, this shit's been going on forever and people are doing nothing about it. And now all they do is have a voice on Facebook and whinge about it. I didn't even look at the post, but there'll be 65,000 posts underneath this because everyone's like, oh, it's a disgrace. Is it? Is it? Or maybe the disgrace is that none of us are facing up to the reality that this shit's always been going on. It's always going to go on. And no amount of campaigning, lobbying, Whitehall, or getting to Congress or whatever has ever made any difference for physical therapists. The only thing that you can do is at the micro level, and I don't care if this sounds selfish, You can change this at your level. The economy only exists in your home. It actually starts in your head. Then it's in your home. Right? Then it might make its way to your clinic, then your town. But there is no such thing as the economy that the politicians and the media want you to believe that there is. It exists in your head and in your house. Basically meaning, however you decide to get up that day and change what you're doing for the better, however much you're willing to fight, however much you're willing in this case, how to position yourself as an expert so that there isn't any conversation about your prices. And you, again, you don't believe me if you're at the start of your journey. You go write 6 books and have them all lined up in your clinic and watch how much price resistance you're going to get. You won't get any. In my case, I've wrote 6 books. It's the reason that the seminars keep getting filled up. There's hundreds of now fake coaches coming online. Mostly, by the way, people who can't be bothered to start their own clinics. I found it a bit hard when it got to the people level or the cash conversation level. Oh, this is a bit hard. I'll become a marketing guru now. This profession is littered with those people. There's so much bad advice being given out there, it's untrue. But how many of them have gone out of their way to write 6 books? How many of them have gone out of their way to build a 30, 40 person team? How many of them have gone out of their way to travel around the world, to put seminars on, to be able to put those videos in news feeds on YouTube and on Instagram, to position themselves as a real authority where people are actually listening, not a fake authority of just constantly throwing out random posts on Facebook to piss a few people off, hoping to rile a few clients and get a couple to come over the line? Not many, right? Which is why I hate to say it, but it's like my business gets bigger every year, and the numbers on the profit and loss get bigger every year in a good way, because we commit to doing the right things, and I commit to doing the right things. And that's what this person needs to do, and that's what you need to do. And you need to figure out how to become completely different from your competitors, how to position yourself differently from your experts. Yes to writing the book, yes to your in-clinic workshops, yes to your positioning in the newspapers, yes to finding a niche that you go deep into and market yourself differently, yes to a website that looks different from anybody else's, yes to pushing out content, yes, 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 yes to better customer service, yes to charging $100 more than everybody else so that you can hire better people than anybody else, that you can trust more than anybody else, that'll provide better service than anybody else, and not just provide an order taker who hands a clipboard out when the patient arrives and says, fill that out and ask me if you have any questions. Because that's 101 in the clinics of business owners all around the world, unfortunately. This is not nice when you hear it, but for 99.9% of the people, that's their reality, and it will be forever. And this type of Facebook post will go on again and on again and on again. It'll just be disguised as something else. And it all goes back to somebody is sniggering at that post and thinking, that's irrelevant. That DPT clinic, that DPT fitness or whatever it is, could show up in my town and I won't know and I won't care and I've got no interest in it. And I certainly can't be bothered to waste 35 seconds of my life posting out on Facebook, trying to get everybody on my side. Why do people do this shit anyway? It's usually when they feel fearful. They're angry, right? They're angry. Well, what's the real emotion of anger? It's fear. So when I'm fearful, I get angry. That's what they're telling me. Well, if I'm fearful, why don't I do something about the reason I'm fearful? What am I fearful of? Well, I'm fearful of losing my clients. I'm fearful of losing my business. Well, if you're fearful of losing your clients and your business, why don't we go and learn some business and marketing skills so we don't lose the clients and we don't lose the business? It all goes back to actually having to do something. But oh no, these people won't do it. Why won't they do it? Because they've been bought into the idea that they've got this perfect degree and this perfect qualification that is so good and so revered around the world that you'd never ever have to do anything else ever again, because these customers will just line up and give you their money. And that's the shit these fucking college lecturers are coming out with, and that's the belief that the universities are having people believe. I continue to hire physios. It gets worse every year, the shit that they come out with, that the false beliefs that they've got, that they've been put on a pedestal and somebody's told them that they should never have to degrade themselves as a marketer. They should never have to degrade themselves to talking about money, because that's not right. And that's coming from healthcare, these college lecturers in these fucking fancy PT schools. That's going to get worse. That's going to get harder and harder for you two. You're going to need a strong-willed individual to deal with all of this shit. You're going to need fantastic business skills. But what starts to happen? You work on your business skills, your leadership skills start to shine through with it, and all of a sudden people start wanting to work for you. And yes, you get 9 dickheads coming out of college full of their own self-importance, worried about qualifications and DPT this and DPT that, but you get one who goes, do you know what? I just want to work for you, Paul. This is amazing. This is what I want to be part of. I love this type of thing. I love your energy. I love what you're doing. I want to learn from you for the next 3 to 5 years. Then I might go and do my own thing later on, but that'll be great. and I'll thank you for it on the way out, and I won't hurt you, and I won't do anything to fuck you over. I'm just going to be your apprentice for the next 5 years, and I might toddle off in 5 years and go 30 miles away, and I'll build my own little thing. Those people are still there, and they want to work for people with energy, with positivity, who are creative, who are doing things differently. They're not dropping into fucking Facebook groups, whinging like shit about somebody wearing a fucking t-shirt with DPT written on it, asking for a complete overhaul of the fucking legislation at bloody Congress or whatever they want in order to turn this whole thing around. It's like, jeez, really? Anyway, that's my thoughts. So is it misleading and dishonest? Is it shit? There's no way that this lady has decided to go and get her t-shirts printed and think, well, I'm going to be deliberately misleading and dishonest because the physical therapy profession is so fucking good and revered, isn't it, that I'm going to try and ride along the back of it. If anything, the lady's probably doing herself a fucking disservice by using a t-shirt with the letters DPT on it, if there is actually anybody who knows anything about it. Physical therapy doesn't have the best reputation for the best outcomes. It's usually, particularly at the mill light clinics, toddle off to the corner of the room, stand there with five other people waiting for their fucking turn on their 1980s exercise bike and hoping to get a few exercise before they go home. So we hardly have the best reputation on the planet when it comes to providing great services anyway that anybody would want to fucking rip off. Fact, right? Whatever country you're in, certainly in the United Kingdom as well, that fucking NHS is a shit tip. My biggest hassle is not the fact that it's free, it's how bad it is and the brush that they tar us all the same with that stinks. All physios are the same. If they've tried that NHS physio, my biggest challenge is not the fact that I'm paying, you need to pay me, it's that they think I've tried physio and all physio is shit, basically, right? So this woman definitely isn't, if she's going to ride along the back of something, it probably ain't going to be DPTs that she's going to find a significant uplift in her fucking cash next week, right? I think it's just a cool name, if you want me to be honest with you. What is it? Dynamic personal training? I get that, right? I'm not sure what it does, but it sounds sexy. Dynamic personal training by Paul. Right, I get it. But she didn't sit there on a night going, I know how to piss off a few hundred thousand physios in America by putting DPT on the front of my t-shirt. Absolutely not. And again, talk about full of our own self-importance if we believe that's what somebody is actually doing. This needed more than a bit of a giggle. This is funny. Ha, what are we going to do about it? I know. I'm going to continue to market myself better. I'm going to continue to behave better. I'm going to continue to put my energy into good, positive things that when I've done so, produce good, positive results. How about we start living like that? Oh, but no, they don't teach us that shit at college because it's mostly taught by mind-numbingly, brain-dead, unconscious fucking lecturers who only went into that thing because they couldn't get a fucking job in the real bloody world anywhere. Probably more interested in their pension, their retirement fund, and 3 months vacation. Forgive me for being cynical, but that probably is why most of them fucking do it. Anyway, rant over. For more rants like that, join me in London. Join me in New Jersey. I love it when we go off on the rants in the seminars. Somebody once said to me, I'm only here for the rants. And I get it. I think I'm only here for the rants, actually. There's kind of a nice release. I seem to like doing these podcasts just before I go home. If I've had a fight with a few staff or I've had a couple of conversations about clients that I want to fire or should be firing because they're becoming a bit of a pain in the ass, then usually this type of podcast, this rant, allows me to release any frustrations that I've got. And I just toddle off home. Go watch my boys play football and live happily ever after in the sun here in Florida. If only it was that simple. But that's my thoughts. The answer, marketing. I wish it was another one for you. I wish it was another answer for you, but nearly all roads lead back to marketing and you changing the perception of what you do. Good luck trying to change the perception of what the clinic, the industry does in any country. Oh my goodness, if you're trying to do that, you have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me that you think we can change the macro perception of physical therapy worldwide with a couple of Facebook posts and a rant and a bit of lobbying. These fuckers at the elite level of the profession, the governing bodies, the APTA and the Chartered Society of Physiotherapy in England. Jeez, the idea that my entire future is relying upon those nuggets and what they might do and their know-how on how to make change, are you kidding me? Most of them only got elected onto those boards because they're bored shitless in their life. There's nothing else to do and they get a little bit of power from doing it. They would probably fucking picked on or bullied at school, and this is their way of a little bit of importance coming in their life. Not to mention they're all probably as corrupt as shit anyway. So, oh, did I just say that? Well, forgive me. But anyway, right, let's move on. So, rant over, show over, to be continued. If there is anything like this you want me to discuss or debate, feel free to email me, paul@paulgoff.com. Send me a screenshot or anything you're seeing on Facebook. If you think it's a little bit silly or a little bit nonsensey, or you want my opinion on it, screenshot it, send it to me. Tag me on Facebook, send it paul@paulgoff.com to my team's email address, and they'll get it to me, and I'll have a little rant about it on this podcast and on Facebook, Instagram for you. So, right, that's it. Come and see me. I'd love to get to know you face to face at London. If you're in the UK, Ireland, we've already got people flying in. Jason Han is flying over from California, from just outside of LA. If you remember, I went to see Jason to get my hip fixed last September. He's flying over to London for this event. I've got Wong coming over for an OT, coming over from Miami to this event. And I'm pretty certain there's going to be at least another five or six from the US heading over to London in the summer. 7th, 8th and 9th, three-day marketing super conference. So if you are in and around, head to ppmliveuk.com. Now you can get the lowest price seat, and I'm going to be in New Jersey 29th and 30th. So if you're in and around New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Washington, I'm sure you can drive in, possibly even from Cleveland, Ohio, probably Virginia. I think it's going to be quite easier for you to load a few of your team members up and drive up to New Jersey for the PT Practice Success event happening 29th and 30th of June. All right, thanks for listening. I'll be back very soon with another episode of the podcast. Have fun.
Thank you for listening to Paul Goff's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgoff.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at the Paul Goff using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.